Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on The Bet, AM 1520. I've had the great pleasure to meet our guest many times at National Board of Director meetings for the Polish American Congress. His name is Mark Pienkos. He has a doctorate. He is in Sarasota, Florida. He is National First Vice President of the Polish American Congress since 2021. He was National Vice President for Public Relations in 2014 and awarded the Cavalier's Cross of the Order of Merit of the Republic of Poland. His education includes a doctorate, University of Southern California, Los Angeles, in education. Also in 89, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Specialist Certificate in Administrative Leadership, and in 74, a Master's of Science, Guidance and Counseling, Northern Illinois University. Our guest today, Dr. Mark Pienkos, on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's first learn about your role as National First Vice President of the Polish American Congress. What exactly do you do in that role, Dr. Pienkos?
Well, first of all, Brian, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you as well as also your listeners. So happy Polish American Heritage Month. And again, I appreciate the time this morning to be with you. My role as the first vice president of the Polish American Congress is obviously to support our president, President Frank Spula, and serve in whatever manner I can in order to support his leadership. I also serve along with other vice presidents. There's a total of 11 people on the executive committee for the National Polish American Congress leadership team. And I think my role is simply not only to support President Spula, but also to support my fellow vice presidents in their various roles, whether it be membership, financial development, cultural affairs, public relations. Those kinds of things are very, very important to me to support the efforts of my colleagues.
Very good. Now, in this role, this is a national role. Do you constantly discuss issues in Poland and across the United States of interest to Polish Americans? How do you interact? How do you deal with these topics of your role?
You know, that's a great question, Brian. And in the information age, the technology age that we live in today, It's becoming, you know, more and more of a challenge because there is a lot of competing interests for whether it be legislators' attention, people in Poland. But the role of the Polish American Congress has been historically since 1944. This year we celebrate our 80th anniversary as an organization. But historically, our role has been to basically fight for a free Poland. Obviously, in 1944, Poland was in the midst of World War II. And then also, as the war ended, it didn't end really for Poland because it became under the auspices, unfortunately, the governance of communism. And that, again, stayed firm until 1989 after the Solidarity Movement, and certainly John Paul II's ascendancy to the papacy greatly helped Poles basically stand even taller on their feet to try to secure their freedom. So in 1989, there was free elections and Poland became a free country. But from 1944 to 1989, the PAC was tremendously involved with supporting Poland again to be free, as well as during those very, very tough times following World War II and during that communist era, to supply Poles with needed items, food, medicine, money, and support. Now, in 1989, there were free elections. So Poland now, since 1989, has been a free nation. And quite honestly, not only being a strong ally of the United States historically, it's one of the strongest nations in all of Europe, and now part of NATO. And that's part of, I think, the rich history of the Polish American Congress, in that 1999, after a lot of effort for many, many years, Poland was admitted into the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And I don't think anyone can doubt the fact that in today's world, if Poland was not a member of NATO, that it would be in a very, very precarious position given what's going on in Ukraine and the threat of Putin's Russia. So the Polish American Congress has been very, very involved legislatively here in the United States to accomplish, for example, the admission of Poland into NATO, but also to reach out and continue the efforts to connect with our leadership, or the leadership, I should say, in Poland, to make sure that we understand their needs and to support them as far as being a NATO ally and a strong ally of the United States. So our efforts are to try our best that we can to try to connect with legislators here, as well as the leaders in Poland, but also to support the many, many organizations and people here in here in America, I should say, Polish Americans, who are continually celebrating their Polish heritage, their history, the customs, traditions, language. We have a lot to be proud of, and so part of our effort is to try to reach out to those individuals.
Very good. You just touched on the topic of the safety of Poland, and with the war right next door in the Ukraine, are you fearful that if Putin will win the war in the Ukraine, that Poland is next?
Well, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and I think this is shared by many Americans of Polish descent, and I think many Americans, that the threat is real. We see it every day as far as we know about what is happening in Ukraine. This illegal war of Russia on Ukraine, a country that has been free since 2014, that basically, we're trying to support their freedom. Now, we understand that Poland is right next door to Ukraine, and if Ukraine falls under the auspices of Russia, Russia's perhaps not going to be intent in just stopping there, and may definitely look at trying to interfere with nations close to it, and Poland being one of them, right next to it, and we have had a history of Russia's imprint, its boots strapped on Poland over the many, many years at times when Poland was not free, that we need to be concerned about that. And that's why it's so important to have a strong NATO, for the United States to support a strong NATO, as well as all of its members, and to continue its efforts to try to support the Ukrainians who are trying to fight for their freedom.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from Dr. Mark Pienkos, National First Vice President, Polish American Congress. If you're listening in Northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, BET 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and information from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. To have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Jason Hollingshead, Executive Director of the Bracebridge Canada Chamber of Commerce, financial expert Tibor Baranski, and a woman most knowledgeable about Vincent van Gogh, Jeanette Hiltout. So thank you for your calls. A little bit more information about Dr. Mark Pienkos in 72 at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois. He received a Bachelor of Science in Education, majored in History, minor political science. From 2000 to 2018, he was with the Traver School District, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, as interim superintendent part-time. Our guest today, Dr. Mark Pienkos, National First Vice President of the Polish American Congress. Now, you were awarded 9 years ago the Cavalier's Cross of the Order of Merit of the Republic of Poland. Could you tell us why you received this prestigious award?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for mentioning that. I am truly honored to have received that award, you know, from the president of Poland. And I think primarily it is because of both my wife and my efforts to express our love for our Polish heritage. We've been involved in establishing Polish organizations in different communities that we have lived in, as well as also being involved with the Polish American Congress, and specifically, one of the reasons why I received that recognition was that back in 2014, this was the time of Jan Karski. Jan Karski, as everyone knows, is the person who, during the Second World War, brought the first information about the Holocaust to the West. He was a tremendous individual, tremendous patriot. Jan Karski, you know, came to England to tell the British government about the Holocaust. He also came and spoke to President Roosevelt. And unfortunately, you know, the war aims at that time was to defeat the Axis powers. And so those efforts to try to explain as well as just expose what was going on in the various concentration camps during the Second World War was not adhered to. However, the life of Jan Karski is one to be very, very, he should be heralded as a tremendous hero, and he is. And so my wife and I, along with our son, who works in the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, we were asked to display an exhibit of Jan Karski throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we started actually at the state capitol, where we had a big reception and various displays of Jan Karski's efforts. His life were on display in the rotunda in the state capitol. And then we took it around the state of Wisconsin to basically alert other people about the life of Jan Karski. So I think that was probably one of the main reasons why I received that recognition. But it is one of those things where I wasn't looking for that, but I was very appreciative when I was recognized. But I also want to say my wife was very much involved with that, as well as our son, who, again, still works at the state capitol.
Wonderful. Great honor for our guest, Dr. Mark Piętkos, the Cavalier's Cross of the Order of Merit of the Republic of Poland. Now, we're taping this program in Buffalo, New York, where the Polish-American Congress began 80 years ago. And the Polish-American Congress is proud of its many accomplishments. Could you tell us of some of these great accomplishments in the last 80 years, Dr. Mark Piętkos?
You know, Brian, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of this, but I would like to share just basically a brief history of the Polish-American Congress. You mentioned Buffalo, and I want to say you, as well as other individuals, the president of the PAC Western New York Division, Jim Levitsky, and I know you all are very much involved with efforts to try to make sure people in your area are aware of what's going on with the Polish community. But the thing I want to be able to mention to your listeners is that if you can imagine 1944, we're in the midst of the Second World War. The war was still in doubt. And on May 28th, 1944, 2,500 people representing various Polish groups and Polish organizations, as well as individuals, traveled to Buffalo. 2,500 people.
Amazing.
To start this organization. And they met from May 28th through June 1st, 1944. And by the way, in their first meeting at the Buffalo Auditorium, 15,000 people. 15,000 people.
Amazing.
Were at the first session when the Polish-American Congress was starting. And it was started for the express purpose, as I mentioned earlier, to fight for a free Poland, which of course was being occupied by Nazi Germany during the Second World War. And by the way, May 28th through June 1st, that's just days before the Normandy invasion on June 6th. So again, the war was in doubt, but people were looking to find ways to try to support a free Poland. And so after the war, unfortunately, Poland came under the domination of the Soviet Union. The Soviet communism was in Poland until 1989. There were many, many things that Polish-American Congress did to try to ensure that they would eventually become free, and whether it was supplying non-perishable goods, medicines, other supplies, money, as well as just the knowledge that they have not been forgotten. And that's the untold story, unfortunately, of Poland. And that is that during that communist era, there really was not a great awareness of what was going on in Poland, because it was, you know, it was under communist rule. But when Solidarity took place in 1981, and again, as I mentioned earlier, the ascendancy of John Paul II to the papacy, the Poles found the ability to be able to say, we will become free. And through much, much effort and much sacrifice, continued sacrifice, in 1989, Poland became free and held its first free elections. And throughout that time, the Polish-American Congress has been steadfast in its support for Poland, speaking out very, very strongly to our leaders here in the United States, the presidents, during that time, about the need for a free Poland, an independent Poland. And so when that took place, that was tremendous. And of course, you know, it all wasn't over at that point. You know, Poland was devastated during the war and under the communist rule. It was not flourishing in the way that it is today. Today's Poland is unbelievable. I just was in Poland with my wife in July. We spent some days in Warsaw. My wife Anne was born in Warsaw, and we were there to visit relatives and friends there. Then we went to Sopot on the Baltic Sea in Gdynia. And again, we've been to different places around the country of Poland. And Poland is a vibrant, beautiful, magnificent, modern country. And I always try to tell people, and hopefully your listeners will follow along with what I'm trying to get across here, go to Poland. See what Poland is all about. It's a beautiful country with beautiful people. So the PAC has been in support of a free Poland, and now after 1989 it was free, but guess what? It still needed some security, and that getting into NATO was a tremendous accomplishment, but it was hard to do. And so through the 90s, there were a lot of effort made by many people to try to gain U.S. Senate support to approve a treaty that would allow Poland to be admitted into the NATO alliance. And that did occur under the President Clinton's administration in 1999. And since then, we have been very supportive of, again, efforts in Poland. But most recently, because of the Ukraine war, 2 years ago, we had a radiothon, which we raised over $300,000 over a weekend, and half of that went to Ukrainian relief efforts, and then the other half went to the Polish Red Cross. So, you know, PAC is trying to do its best to try to continue to support Poland.
Very good. We're learning all about the importance of this 80-year-old organization from the National First Vice President, Mark Pienkos. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk. Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit about the community service of Dr. Mark Pienkos. He's a member of the Polish American Association of Sarasota, Polish American Congress, Western Division, Florida, National Director, MCA Homeowners Association, elected board member, 7,000 residents, Northern Illinois University Alumni Association board member, appointed Sarasota County Historical Commission member, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Knights of Columbus, a man who does so much for Polish American culture, history, heritage. Dr. Mark Pienkos, National First Vice President of the Polish American Congress. Let's talk a little bit about the unified Polish American organization, the Polish American Congress, that fights for free Poland. Why is it so important for Poland to be free? Dr. Pienkos.
Well, very good. I will try to do my best to answer that. If I can just piggyback on something that you mentioned about, you know, my various activities. I try to do honor to my four grandparents who emigrated to the United States in the early 1900s from the Rzeszów area. They provided all of, not only myself, but my brothers, as well as our other cousins and other individuals who came, basically are descendants of those four grandparents. My efforts are to try to honor them, because without their sacrifice to come to the United States and try to live and begin a new life here, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be able to be talking with you on the phone here, and perhaps your listeners to understand that I am very appreciative of my four grandparents. They're just tremendous people who we love and we still cherish, and that's one of the reasons why we go back to Poland. We go back to our roots, back to Rzeszów, and we celebrate their times that they gave to us as far as the opportunity to be who we are here in America. But as far as Poland and the PAC, as far as what we are trying to do, you know, I think one of the key things that we need to continue to do, that I'm talking about the Polish American Congress, you know, there are so many groups in the United States. I mean, we have state divisions. We have 17 state divisions, very, very active divisions. Western New York is one of them. The Illinois division, which is the largest division in the Polish American Congress. The Wisconsin division, extremely active. Michigan, Arizona. We are very fortunate to have members who are continuing the tradition of this 80-year-old organization. But we should never forget the fact that there are other organizations throughout the United States that are not affiliated necessarily with the PAC. They may not even know the PAC. Unfortunately, they may not even know that it exists. But in their hearts and their minds and their efforts, they are doing their very best to try to continue the traditions, the culture, and the beauty of Poland by their various activities. And as far as what we need to do, I think the PAC needs to do, is to try our best to reach out to those organizations and to, number one, not only identify them, but to thank them for what they are doing, and also ask what we may be able to do for them. One simple thing could be, maybe you'd like to have, you know, an organizational activity posted on our website that would give them not only people in their area information about their organization, but nationwide. Kind of like this radio show, Brian. You know, you're getting good information out to people
Absolutely.
Who may not be aware of it, but in the same way with Polish organizations, there's so many of them that are doing great things, but they're not necessarily affiliated with this umbrella organization called the Polish American Congress. And so I think our challenge for the PAC is to try our best to try to reach out to those individuals and let them know that who we are, as well as also appreciate what they're doing. And by the way, I mentioned to begin on our website, you know, our website for the Polish American Congress, if people are interested in visiting it, is PAC1944.org. I'll repeat, PAC1944.org.
Well, I'm sure the people in Buffalo are grateful for that, because it all began where we're taping this program. Let's talk for a few minutes about how the Polish American Congress represents the interests of nearly 10 million Americans of Polish descent. What activities, what programs do you have, what outreach do you have to these 10 million Americans of Polish descent? Dr. Pinkus.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, in the age that we live in, the information and technology age, I think that's one area that we have lagged behind. Part of that is because our organization is a volunteer organization. You know, not only is the executive committee, myself, as well as my fellow officers, are volunteers, there's also people like yourself in Western New York, in the PAC division there, here volunteer. And so we have a number of people who obviously have lives other than what we're talking about here, and that's not their job. But part of our job, part of our role, needs to be to find ways to be able to reach out in the age that we live in to get more information, so that in answering your question, to try to find ways to actually try to advocate for those nearly 10 million Americans of Polish descent. And by the way, Brian, I think what's really crucial is to understand that, you know, Poles, very independent-minded people, very proud people, they have over the years assimilated, I think, quite successfully, and helped build the fabric of America. And it just didn't happen, you know, since my grandparents came to America. It happened before that, because there were immigrations in the 1880s, late 1800s, to bring many immigrants, including Poles, to America. And, you know, we had a place in America back in the early 1600s in Jamestown, where glassblower workers from Poland were there. So we've had a rich history here, but I think part of the thing that we need to do a much better job of is to try to connect with these folks and have them understand that even though they are successful, they have assimilated, they are happy in doing the things with their family and their jobs and their careers and their community, that also there is this roots that they have in Poland. And we need to try to find ways to do that. And I mentioned one of the ways is to acknowledge the fact that there are different organizations, not affiliated necessarily with the Polish American Congress, but they're doing wonderful things. We need to identify those people and then reach out to them, say thank you to them, and then also ask how we might be able to help them. Then we can build some momentum to try to say, hey, you know, we are the umbrella organization for 10 million Americans of Polish descent. But specifically, we do work our best to try to stay connected with key leaders in U.S. Congress, as well as trying to reach out to the White House to make sure, again, going back to something I said earlier, that to support Poland and support a strong NATO. These are two critical areas for the Polish American Congress to continue emphasize.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from Dr. Mark Pienkos, National First Vice President of the Polish American Congress, bright, gifted historian and educator. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Dr. Mark Pienkos with the Polish American Congress.
Well, dziękuję bardzo. Thank you very much, Brian.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
You It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.